Osiris.
This podcast is In the Loop, the Legion of Osiris podcasts. Osiris is creating a community that connects people like you with live experiences and podcasts about artists and topics you love. Get in the loop at osirispod.com.
Welcome to Female Centrics. We are the first female-hosted fish community podcast, and we have now are going into our 9th episode. And with us this evening, my co-host, well, I'm Donnie B, and my co-host is Christy. Hi, Christy.
Hi, guys.
It's been a little bit since you've been back, so I'm glad to have the ever-so-visceral Christy back.
Whoop.
This episode, I'm pretty excited to have Jenny Chadbourne here with us this evening, or today, or episode, however way, wherever way you're listening to this. And Jenny's been part of the fish community way back in 93 94. Her actual first shows were just a couple months before mine, and I found her on commenting on or posting on one of our fish groups on Facebook, and I just thought she was pretty interesting. We connected and spoke, and she's got all kinds of interesting things to tell us. So Christy, how are things with you?
Oh, just fine.
Mm-hmm.
Happy it's summer.
Are you doing Camden? Are you going back to Jersey for any of your shows?
No.
No.
Oh.
Now, Camden, that's in the fall, right?
No.
No, that's not the summer, is it? I don't even know.
I'm not going whenever it is.
Oh, you're not going whenever it is. Should go home. Why not? No.
Because Camden's not really home, first of all.
Yeah. It's been a while.
And, well, Camden wouldn't be home even if I went back.
Yeah, I don't know how big. Well, it isn't Jersey. It's small, right?
No. Yeah, but Camden, I mean, it's a pretty place. It's hard to get. I mean, I love Camden.
Mm-hmm. I love Camden. It's great. I've never been there, and apparently that's, like, one of, like, the places you're supposed to go to.
Really?
Well, you've seen.
Yeah, well, I don't care what everybody else says.
I'm from Jersey.
I just don't care.
I would, if there's anything that's going to be like outside, because the only place I'm able to go to with this entire freaking tour is Curveball. But if it would be anything, it would be possibly like sneaking down for Camden or possibly sneaking out to Utica. Utica? No, Glen Falls. Where the hell the other New York show that they're playing?
I don't know. Maybe next year I'll go on tour.
All right. I know.
I'm going to lease myself a Vanagon.
Vanagon?
Yeah.
What is that?
I don't know. Don't they still make them? They must.
Is that
like a new VW bus?
Ah.
Because I don't want one to break down.
I was talking to somebody about that the other day, and we were like on tour, like especially like when we would go through the mountains, it would like be coming up, and everybody would be side of the road breaking down.
You know, I have a friend that has one that he put a Subaru engine in it.
Oh.
Yeah, so
did that get it going?
Oh, yeah.
No problems?
No. Well, now there's always a problem. You can't have an old car and not expect problems.
That is true.
Well, I want a new one.
That is true. Well, I wonder if they'll ever invent, like, you know how they made, like, the new bug? And they have the little flowers in it?
Yeah, but that was a long time ago, and they've stopped making bugs now.
Ew.
That's why my bug is going to be worth money.
Hmm. Do you still have one?
Yeah, I got a convertible bug.
Oh, that's what your kid drives, right?
No, fully drives it sometimes, but we just don't drive it a lot.
Oh, there you go.
It's got 200,000 miles on it.
There you go.
And it broke down on me last week.
So it stays where it is. Someday it's going to be worth a lot of money, though.
Someday I'm going to take a ride down the coast.
There you go. Anyway, so I'm pretty psyched because tour is starting next week, which means that I'm not going to get a lot of sleep because I end up staying up all night and
couch tour.
And I am pretty pumped about that coming up. We have Lur Social sponsoring us again. And Lur Social, so L-U-R-E social.com. It's a digital community that connects fans for a fantasy gaming experience. So you select shows and you create set lists of what you think Fish will play, and you compete against the entire Fish community. Have you ever done this like with your friends or anything like that?
Doesn't everybody try and pick the first couple tunes?
Yeah, right, right. So what I was saying before is that we've kind of done like a Fish bingo thing before.
Oh, yeah.
Remember
so
that?
Yeah. I won.
Yeah, yeah. See? Then you should try Lur Social, right? So you can just go on there and you connect with everybody. We're going to be playing it once tour starts. And if you've already won before, then you should try this too. And you should tell your friends.
Sounds like fun.
I think it's going to be, definitely. So if you want to try this out, you guys, visit lursocial.com to play.
As long as you don't want to lose, because I'm going to win.
There you go. All right. And with that, we are going to introduce Jenny Chadbourne. Hi, Jenny.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm doing very well.
Good, good. And you are coming to us from North Carolina?
North Carolina, all yes. Right.
Where in North Carolina?
I'm in Greensboro.
I don't know where that is.
That is central North Carolina. It's right by Winston-Salem.
Beautiful and hot, right?
So like, oh, right now it's like if you don't have your air conditioning on, it's miserable.
Yeah, that's what we've been feeling lately. Yesterday it was like you couldn't even breathe outside.
But today was beautiful.
So beautiful. Yes.
All week. Beautiful.
We had like a couple days earlier this week with no, and on the weekend with no humidity, and it was amazing.
Yeah.
It was like still hot, but like bearable.
Yeah. I know. My mom's from Arkansas, and every time we go down there in the summertime, and like you just can't even barely, you know, that summers are tough down there for sure. No doubt about it. So, Jenny, I'm so happy to have found you via Facebook and see what you're up to in this community. And you and I started to talk today, and it was one of those, this is what I do with all my people I interview. I call them first and like, okay, this is what the outline's going to be. And then 45 minutes later, we're like, all right, all right, all right. We got to stop. We got to stop. All right. So we'll leave some for the interview tonight. So what we're going to start with is start with what's your Fish story? What's your history with Fish? Like the beginning of it all. When do you remember it all?
So Fish started for me within my love for the Grateful Dead. My friends who were giving me Dead bootlegs started giving me Fish bootlegs around 91, 92. Mm-hmm. I was still in high school. Mm-hmm. And I had a pretty good variety of tapes from that era, including like some of the early Game Henges and, you know, some Nectars. And I think at that point, Crested Butte had happened and stuff like that. So there were some good ones in there. But so it started, of course, with the tapes. And then first time they came to North Carolina that it was close was in Winston-Salem at Ziggy's. And I went, I was 17, and they wouldn't let me in. I was so mad.
Aww.
Me and my friend went together. We were in high school. And so, yeah, that'll tie into something we'll talk about later. But then I did get to see Fish the following year at Lawrence Joel Coliseum, and Dave Matthews was the opener. And
Dave Matthews
did
was opening for Fish during the time? Because yours was, because we were talking today, because our first shows are just a couple months apart. Yours was in April, right?
Yeah, this was like the spring tour of 94. And then I think yours, you said, was the
Great
Massachusetts
Woods.
Great
yes.
Woods.
My Fishiversary was just a couple days ago. Yeah.
Yeah, but Dave Matthews hadn't hit it because I have a bootleg of Dave Matthews opening for From Good Homes, which is a kind of obscure band, but the lead singer is this guy from Railroad Earth.
Hmm. Oh. Huh.
So that's like, I mean, they're not even a band anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
right.
Actually, they do.
What
some
was the band you said, Christy?
From Good Homes.
I've never even heard of that. Had you heard of that, Jenny? From Good
Homes. No, but maybe vaguely.
They're wicked good.
Yeah, yeah,
they
yeah.
They actually do some shows now.
Oh, right on. Mm-hmm.
Definitely Railroad Earth, of course, I've heard of.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So go ahead, sorry. Mm-hmm.
So I guess at that Lawrence Stroll show, yeah, Dave Matthews, the encore from that show, like people definitely still talk about. They did a both Dave Matthews Band came out with Fish and they did All Along the Watchtower.
Ah, so what was the date on that one so we can tell people?
4/21/94.
Okay, wow. So
we listen to that all the time.
Do you? Really?
Yeah.
Nice, nice. You and Foley?
Yeah, he likes
cool.
that.
I have never heard of that. Yeah. Well, I think I've heard of it, but I don't remember listening to it though. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And then pretty much I had done some Dead tour loosely. It's loose to call it tour. Some Dead runs in the Southeast and you know, around home shows. And I kind of knew that summer I was planning to travel either with them or something. And, I just kind of was like, okay, well, I'm at least going to go see Fish in Atlanta. And so I did that. And then I was like, I guess we'll just keep going down to Florida. And, you know, I think that in that whole spring tour had like 63 shows or something.
You went to 63 shows?
No.
No,
like,
okay.
There had already been a couple weeks of that tour before
yes.
it got down here.
Jason was just talking about that, the last Market Price, because he goes through all the shows and he was like, it's unbelievable how many, it's like 100 and, you know, something shows in 1 year back in the day. And they're all super close to each other, you know, like towns away from each other.
You know? It was rooted really well. You know, that tour was the Hoist tour.
Mm-hmm.
So they were, I think, at that point being supported by the label to do tours like that to try to promote the sale of the album.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, if you look at the set list, like I think they played Down with Disease like every show that wasn't like a two-night.
Sure. Yeah, I was just gonna say, because that was the one that was on the radio.
Oh man. Mm-hmm. You know, by the time it got out to the West Coast, it started being on the radio big time. Yeah. Like, you know, in Subway you'd hear it and gas stations. And,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So and then after that, because you were talking about then, is that when you were down in Florida?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So when I was in Florida, I decided to skip some shows and check out, because I was into a lot of things at that time and I wasn't sure, you know, I was equally interested in the whole Mystique of the Grateful Dead tour scene and the Merry Pranksters and all the sort of interesting ways to be able to survive and go see a bunch of shows and kind of be part of a community like that. I was very intrigued by all of that. Mm-hmm. So of course, the Rainbow Gatherings were equally as mystical a what's this all about thing
yes.
at that time. And so for people who don't know, the Rainbow Gatherings sometime around in the 1960s or the 1970s, the Park Service and the federal government made it illegal for X amount of thousands of people to gather in the woods at any time. And people just felt like that was really weird. Like, mm-hmm. you know, it made sense for national parks and stuff like that. But just in nature, in areas that were state parks, you know, just it just seemed like a weird law. So the Rainbow people
bucked the system
very much. And yeah, they were very much of the earth people. And mm-hmm. it was being a part of the community was very much kind of about just being around a campfire, living very minimally and, you know, making things and having, you know, discussion. And there was theater and there was, you know, music and kind of like the Ewok Village.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Very much. Yeah. Yeah. Christy, did you ever make it to any Rainbow Gatherings?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. Me too. I went to 99, which was in
I was in Pennsylvania.
You were in Pennsylvania. Oh, and that was mid-90s, right?
Yeah.
Yep, yep. So I went to one in Iowa, and I went to, not Minnesota, what?
Arkansas?
No, I never went to Arkansas, which I should have. Anyway, the West Coast ones I went to, the Nationals are unbelievable, and I did go to a little mini regional one, too. But they really are fascinating. I don't think I could handle it anymore. I think for me nowadays it would be too
I fully feel the same way.
I am way too loud for them.
Yeah. Yeah, I might
I
have
it
stayed,
then.
I might have just stayed A camp a little bit too much nowadays. Like, back then, I was like totally fine about it, but like, yeah, yeah, no, it was definitely. We brought Adelaide to one actually, and did not stay in kid camp, but we did march with the kids, and that was really cool. But
I thought it was awesome.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And no, they're beautiful. It really is quite an interesting. You know, no money or whatever. I remember trading. A woman got married there, and I knew what I was doing kind of, but she had me do her henna face tattoos. Mm. And she traded me those for like tincture or something like that. I know it was a wedding day though. I'm like, dude, you don't even know me. You know that I'm going to do your
face. Isn't it funny now we're like trading 401ks?
Yeah. Right?
Yeah, I think at that time on Deadlot, I was doing hair wraps.
Right?
And
oh,
making,
yes.
Like pretty good money.
Oh, maybe you gave me one.
Yeah. Exactly. I did those too.
We sold stickers and marble shirts.
Ooh.
Remember the marbled shirts in the early 90s?
Totally.
Yeah.
Like, not tie-dye, but like marble.
Right, and we got to go to the marble factory. That was pretty cool. Mm. A pretty cool process.
Where's a marble factory?
It was in like outside of New York City somewhere.
Not marble like balls, marble t-shirts.
No, it's a
yeah, the design on the, t-shirt.
It's
okay.
Not, yeah, I don't know. It was crazy.
See, this is what I was talking about is that the three of us could seriously have like a 4-hour podcast. remember. Okay, so back to Florida Rainbow Gathering. Go, Jenny.
Okay, so in that, I met a friend, my friend Terry, and he and I decided that the Rainbow Gathering was great, but we were ready to possibly figure out about going back to fish tours. So we kind of went with some of the rainbow people to the gas station and truly, fully randomly at the gas station ran into some of our friends who are heading further west on tour.
Perfect.
And we got a ride. And at that point, we had, we'd missed the Bomb Factory in Texas and therefore missed the Texas shows. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure the next show we got to was Palo Solari Amphitheater. I might be wrong about that. There might be a little jaunt in there that I don't remember.
No, this is summer 94 you're talking about, right?
Spring.
No, spring, okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep. And, you know, tour was pretty sparse back then. Like, the shows were pretty sparse back then, but they were still in pretty big rooms. Like, out west, everything was amazing small rooms, like the Fox Theater in Atlanta. Like, the
it's
Fox
like
Theater.
My favorite place.
Ugh, the Wiltern, the Warfield. They played, I'm trying to remember the name of Arco. No, that was way later. The Holt Center in Eugene.
Mm. Teeny little places then, like auditoriums.
Yeah, totally. So, it was just a whole different experience. But, you know, Paige was still bringing in the whole grand piano and, all that was still a part of it.
I didn't even think I realized that was happening.
I think that they had, I can't quite remember, and I'm not a total, like, I don't know every, pedal or any, all that,
sure.
But I am aware a little, and I'm pretty sure at that point, everybody had a pretty simpler thing. Like, I don't think any of them really had a very elaborate effects setup.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And like, all that came in probably 96 and 97.
Yeah. 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 Coming into that one.
But yeah, so Fish went on for me. I did basically from those shows all the way through the Red Rocks, the first Red Rocks they did out there. And then the friends that I had met, we all decided to head back east. They were living in New York. So I think at some point in like, I don't know, Tennessee, I took a bus the rest of the way back to North Carolina. Mm-hmm. And I worked at Ben and Jerry's and I had told them I was taking a leave. So I came back and got back.
Ben and Jerry's in North Carolina?
Yeah, there was a Ben and Jerry's on the, there's a little street in Greensboro called Tate Street. Mm-hmm. And the Ben and Jerry's there was part of the UNC Greensboro community.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then, so, because you and I, again, we were talking about earlier, because then, going into the next summer when pretty much Fish took over the hippie community is so I'm wondering, so at that point in time in 94, were you already like patch worked out and didn't shave your armpits and the whole thing. You were already in that. Yeah.
So okay, my one revealing story I'll say is I proudly at the time at the Wheel Turn in LA did not wear shoes.
Oh, I have to tell you're talking to the wrong
Similarly, I did like when the Dead used to do, 6-7 nights at Madison Square Garden. I didn't wear shoes once.
Ever. I did 100.
That's disgusting. I was in New York City.
Disgusting. My 100th show is when I finally started wearing shoes. Like, it was absolute. Like, people would just be freaking. I wore them into the bathroom, granted. But never before that. And it was when I got with my husband, Jason. He was just so freaking horrified. And he finally got me toe shoes. And then, like, people would find them, like, stuffed in a wall.
Those toe shoes were dumb.
But they worked for a little bit. But now I actually wear sneakers.
Yeah.
Full on, like, running sneakers. And right now in the mix is what's happening. I don't know if, Chris, I think I told you this, that I'm having custom-made red sparkle KED sneakers made for me.
Yes, you did.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yes. I have a mom in my program who is like a big wig at KEDs, and she is hooking me up, and they're going to be one-of-a-kind red sparkle KED sneakers. They're on their way. I'm so excited
about it. At one point in my life, I landed a red sparkle pair of Airwalks.
Ooh.
They were amazing.
That is fresh, definitely. Awesome. Okay, so going into 95. So we're all in 95. So I'm assuming we all went to Highgate, right?
No. Yes.
No, Chrissy, you didn't go to Highgate.
No, remember I kind of quit
for a little bit. Oh, because you had your baby already, right?
I had a kid she kept asking me why they could put balloons in their mouth and she couldn't.
Yes.
And I was like, done.
Yeah.
Done.
Yeah. Like, no.
I had to stop for a little while.
Yeah. So I went off to Highgate because I had seen The Dead I only got to see Jerry twice. So I saw him at Boston Gardens and then my last show was Highgate. And then he passed away shortly after that.
Are you talking about The Dead or Jerry?
Well, Grateful Dead.
Yeah.
With Jerry. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But the transition. So everybody from Dead Tour didn't know what to do. And it was like it was that fall of 95.
I remember it very specifically.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. That was like rowdy. There was a major influx. Yeah. It was like people who definitely didn't care about the music, who
the gates.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yes. Because it was the year before. It was at Red Rocks that it was
Deer Creek or Buckeye. Mm-hmm. They did it a couple of
times. Well, the Red Rocks thing was actually, that story was funny because it was like, so Green Crew, which of course was inspired by the Keep the Scene Green Crew.
Now you're talking, talking about Dead or Fish?
Well, the one from Dead Tour was the inspiration for the one that started on Fish Tour.
Yes. So I'm not talking about the riots at Red Rocks for Fish, though. Wasn't there riots or was it Deer Creek? Where was it? I remember my friend went.
Well, the Deer Creek was where like the gate rush thing happened.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You're right.
The trampling or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And that was so sad. I think that crushed Jerry because Deer Creek was such a beautiful place to go see a show.
Mm-hmm.
Just like park yourself in for the weekend or whenever the weekday. Did it matter what day?
Yeah. Whatever.
whatever day.
Yeah.
Well, it's unfortunate that the technology was what it was then because if that was now, they would be able to just pump speakers all the way out to those campgrounds and it wouldn't matter kind of if you were all the way in there.
Well, and I'm wondering if they would even do that,
Not now. I mean, it's so built. When was the last time you were there?
Oh, Deer Creek. No, I haven't been there since 97.
Yeah, it's been a while for me, a long time.
I went in 2010 when like they were coming back. I just like did like a summer tour.
Mm-hmm.
And I went out there and I was like, there's still a lot of farmland around there and you can still there's still open space, but there's so many big box corporate crazy hotel.
Oh, really?
Oh, totally. Huh. It's.
Wow.
Yeah. Cause I remember just walking from farm to farm back then.
Totally. Yeah. It's definitely, I don't know how, I think there's even schools around out there now.
Oh, there's probably all developments.
Yeah. I guess that makes sense. More people going that way. Yeah.
I did like tons of Fish Tour from 94 to I mean, pretty much, you know, tonight, the different tours, not the whole thing of all of it, but a lot through 96. And then 97, you know, I've always been involved with music. So I had other stuff come up for my life in 97. I did see some shows, of course, but not as many as I wish, given what year, you know, happened that year. And then 98, I would just got on a spurt and was like, oh, I'm just going to do the summer tour. And that was like the summer of covers.
Yes. Yes. That's what they were just talking about on Under the Scales, right? With the summer of covers. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It was like, you know, you not that, I mean, they were also playing awesome because it was still on the heels of not the 97, you know, stop, go, sure, non woo, super funk.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Yeah.
I'm just going to take an opportunity super funk to say that I can.
I love it. The non-woo super funk. I like that.
Yeah. Pre-woo.
You're right. I do have to. So you had mentioned something about when we were talking earlier. So during that time about being on lot and the guys coming out and there was some sort of code that you had. So, and I stopped you while we were talking earlier because I wanted to hear the story now.
So in 94, because there were so, I mean, it wasn't, they really weren't even like a thing to the point, like they were hanging out before the show. That's when you hear all those stories about them coming out in the parking lot with the bluegrass instruments, mm-hmm, and jamming with people who were there. So as that happened through like 94, 95, into 96, I think, like, you know, mm-hmm, some people would kind of plan on what jam they were going to play, you know, and it usually worked out. It was pretty cool. But they sort of were just around, you know, like they'd be around on golf carts, they'd be around on bikes, and it was just an easy, it wasn't a thing to have a conversation with them. It was a very small scene, mm-hmm, and there weren't that many people in each region that were coming to that many shows. It was maybe like 20, 25 or something.
Like on a regular basis, you mean, like going on tour kind of thing?
Yeah, like, I mean, there was maybe, mm-hmm, a larger tour scene, but within like, it was, you know, friends of friends. It was just. I don't know. It just kind of, there wasn't like a after like any type of backstage for them or anything. Like, mm-hmm, especially in 94. I mean, some of the bigger venues, they weren't accessible, but you know, up until I think it was 95 fall, mm-hmm, we had like a 13 car caravan, and pretty much, so to tie it back to Green Crew, the Green Crew would, you know, clean the parking lots of recyclables after the shows, mm-hmm, and so by the time they would meet and do all that and get everything bagged up and leave, it just happened to 99% of the time be when the buses and the trucks were all pulling out. So we would have these crazy caravans. And so then we would all stop and be like going to the gas stations at the same time with each other. And, you know, no, it was not a big deal. You know, it, yeah, sounds like it now, but that was just how it happened.
How it was. Yeah, sure. Sure. Of course. And you had already kind of met them through your father, right?
100%. So
yeah. Yeah.
I grew up in music. My dad is a avant-garde jazz guitar player, as well as banjo player, as well as throughout different parts of his career. He's very experimental and kind of, it's ironic for me to say this, but he's like a Dadaist within his music style.
A what?
A Dadaist, like,
what's that?
So much just like, so Dada art is like, you know, a urinal on a wall or whatever. So my dad will make an instrument out of a shoelace.
Sure. And what's your dad's name?
Eugene Chadbourne.
Mm-hmm.
So, and he's played with, about everybody. He's had his own bands as well. He's played with Jimmy Carl Black from the Mothers of Invention, with Jimmy Carl, Frank Zappa, mm-hmm, and Colonel Bruce Hampton and Aquarium Rescue Unit, mm-hmm, with O'Teal and Jimmy Herring and Jeff Seip and Leftover Salmon, throughout all of the different versions of them.
Mm-hmm.
And so you know, throughout my life, there's been festivals booked where I've been working hospitality and my dad's been performing.
Oh, sweet.
And so we have had a lot of convergences within our music lives as I've gotten into it. So it's been cool. And I also have, you know, I've tour managed with him, if you can call it that. I've driven for him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So. Well, and Fish was a big, where you found out we're big fans of your dad.
Definitely. So in this, as the story goes, my dad taught a lecture at Goddard, and in that he performed an instrument called the electric rake, which is a rake head mounted on a guitar without the neck of the guitar. And so the pickup picks up the sound of the tines of the rake plinging against the guitar. And, you know, there's some definitely like he's holding it and there's performance art with it. He'll play it on the ceiling. He'll drag it on the floor. he'll tie like a loose string from it onto someone in the audience.
So Zappa.
So yes.
did he play with Zappa or just like people from Zappa kind of thing?
He was just with Jimmy Carl Black. I mean, he was obviously, you know, fan of and influenced. Zappa was very, after he passed away, was very, it was difficult to play his music. They had really tight licensing rights and they just, you know.
I remember him playing like spokes to like the bicycle tire, you know, tires and stuff.
Totally. Right. Well, yeah. And I think my dad with Jimmy was, my dad loved Jimmy Carl Black's music. And at the time, Jimmy was kind of, I think he was living in Germany. I might be wrong about that. But my dad met him on a tour and he reached out to him because, you know, and figured if he wasn't doing anything, you know, maybe they could do some stuff. Mm. And it just kind of turned out to be exactly the thing that Jimmy was hoping would happen because he was kind of in between stuff at that point.
Oh, perfect.
And so they toured together with different projects between the U.S. and Europe. And they might have even gone to Japan for about 5 or 6 years.
What, your dad did?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. That is very cool.
So they toured internationally for years, and it was a cool thing to be a part of throughout my life. I have two younger sisters, and it was just a neat part of our family. Jimmy had unfortunately passed away, I can't remember, maybe 5 years ago or so. Mm-hmm. Rest in peace, Jimmy. Mm. But yeah, moving on from that connection, it was, there's a, of course, a little side story where Eugene and Jimmy played a show in Charlotte, and it was after a Fish show, and Fishman came to the concert, and that was a great night. Throughout experiences like that, because of my connection with other musicians in the Fish scene, like Colonel Bruce, who also sat in with Fish numerous times, they often had me in social situations. Between 94 and 96, there was a transition from them being in the parking lot playing bluegrass to them having a very handpicked few friends and family members mostly in some sort of after show environment where they could just hang out for a little while gear got loaded up and just the natural time that there would be after a show. Mm-hmm. It wasn't a super big scene. And I don't know if everybody's listened to the recent Trey Acoustic Charlotte show, but he's talked about how their family members, like some of the band's sisters, lived in North Carolina at the time, which is just, it's, they always came through North Carolina, South Carolina, Florida, and then in that part of the 90s. And they were just such special shows. Mm-hmm. But during that time, there was also the transition with Jerry passing away of there being a complete influx of people coming into the Fish scene and them going from playing venues where the stage was turned one way and the venue was sold out at a third full to being completely open and MSG. Mm-hmm. Yeah. New Year's at the mm-hmm. Boston Garden. So during that whole transition, of course, more and more friends of friends and friends of friends kind of came into the scene, and there was, at shows like the Madison, you know, Madison Square Garden, you know, Vermont family is there and press and radio, all of that. So because I knew them well enough to be, and just from growing up being around musicians in my life doing tour management and other things, I had a really good sense. And there would be times in those crowded scenarios where I would just have a sense that they were cornered in a conversation. Uh-huh. And I had a rapport with all four of them where we would talk. Each one kind of had a different thing. And I'm not going to be too specific, but sure. We would have a conversation that was so whatever it was that it would like force everyone else to walk away. It might be boring.
Because so you would be like, you would catch their like,
they're... Vibe patrol.
Yes. Did you say vibe patrol?
Yes.
Is that what you guys called it at the time too?
No. But I actually got that term from like the rave community later in my life, but it's what it was.
Right on. And like catch it, like get me out of there. And you go up and talk to them about like what kind of milk they prefer.
Totally. But like sometimes, you know, because people wouldn't catch the drift, it would go on. But like we would just roll with it, you know.
That is hilarious. And so eventually you'd just be sitting there with them talking about 2% like, overhaul.
We'd just like look at each other, laugh, and they'd go do whatever. Probably just like walk over to other friends or whatever.
Right.
You know, so.
Thank you very much, definitely. So Jenny, with that, what we've been, you know, earlier when you and I had talked, we, you know, blew through 45 minutes and we kind of like, you know, breezed through your life. But as we started to go through this evening, what we're realizing is that this is merely part one of what we would love to have you on with us, because you have covered a lot and you have just done a lot of, you know, interesting things. There's so many things to speak about. And so we will be having you on again. You know, it might be kind of fun to have you on again, like, you know, towards the end of the summer after tour, and we could do a little...
We could make a Jenny theme song.
Jenny
just fits so well.
Right? Well, you know, Jimmy, who did the very last episode with us, he called in for our for Market Price. He was already saying, he's like, I want to make a jingle for you guys. Well, make a Jenny jingle.
This would be a specific Jenny jingle.
I might know someone who might write a good jingle. I don't want to speak of it before I might have something appropriate.
Yeah, but the Jenny jingle has to come from us. Well, or it's not authentic.
Well, you never know, though. We'll see.
The Jenny jingle? No one else is allowed to write the Jenny jingle at this point.
I can't write music, though.
I'm high-fiving
you guys. Trademarking the Jenny jingle.
Christy's going to write the Jenny jingle.
Well, Dawn's going to help me.
There we go. So, so with that, we're going to finish this interview for now, and we're going to head into Market Price in just a few minutes. So hang on one moment.
Can't wait.
All right.
Hello and welcome to yet another installment of everyone's favorite fish game show, Market Price. I had a week off, and I gotta tell you, it's good to be back in the driver's seat.
Thank goodness.
Hey, I did a pretty good job last time around.
Playing is tough. Hosting is way better.
It is. I like tricking you guys.
Okay, shall we go over the rules?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to play 9 one-minute clips. Everyone will take a turn guessing first, and we're going to guess the date in which that song was played. Closest to the actual retail date without going over wins a jewel or a prize.
A jewel?
Someday I'm going to make jewels.
There will be a prize.
Lots of high fives, though.
But as for today, it's bragging rights.
Feel
free
ready,
to play
Jenny?
Along at home.
I'm ready. I'm nervous.
Okay, Donnie, you're going to go first.
Woohoo!
And here we come with song number one.
I feel like it's an earlier version of this.
Such a good intro.
I feel like I know what this is.
Yeah?
It's a nice warm up.
It is.
Yeah, I agree with you guys about being
an earlier, right? I think it's an earlier outside person.
I agree with you about the outside, too.
I'm going to say July 9th, 2010.
7-9-10, you say, Dawn?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go August 4th.
Go closer.
August 4th, 2004.
Mm. 8-4-10, or 8-10-4?
8-4. No, wait, stop.
You said 04.
Yes.
8-10-04.
No, you cannot switch, Dawn.
I'm not switching. Go ahead, Jen. I'm not going to
switch. I'm like, maybe that's funny. I'm like right in there. I was thinking Camden, right? So that was like 2010 also. Oh, like 6, 24, 23, 25, somewhere in there.
In
guess
what
I have
year?
To say one, right?
Yeah, which one?
6, 23.
In what year?
2010 also.
Can I make fun of Chrissy yet?
Why?
The song wasn't even written in 04. Well, it might have been written, but it wasn't released.
Oh, that's hilarious because that was played on July
9th,
2003.
What?
No points.
Boom, y'all.
What?
And I would have won that, bitch.
Oh, wrong page.
Thank you. I'm like, what?
Oh, bummer.
My goodness.
I don't know when songs are written.
Leave it to
Hello?
Bob Barker.
Yeah, thank you. Right?
Yeah, that was last week.
Wait, what did you say the final was?
I'm kidding.
No. Yeah, no.
Hold on.
See, I told you there was controversy that goes on, Jenny, when we have played this.
Hey, I got it now.
Booyah, bitch.
Hey, Barker.
115, 2017 in Mexico.
Whoa.
So did I win? Yes, I did.
Donnie wins.
Woo. Yeah.
You're off by
it was windy sounding kind of now that you say that. But
I'm sad that I got that wrong.
I'm sad.
That is hilarious.
Yes. We were all like wrong.
Way off.
That was a Friday. Too. That first date I gave you was a Friday from the Shoreline Amphitheater.
At least you guys knew when it was written.
Yeah.
That is hilarious. So Donnie with the point.
Woohoo!
You know, Bob Barker has to dust off his tiny microphone from time to time.
Yes. You have the right page now?
Yeah, we're in. We're good.
Mr. Barker? Okay.
We're good.
All right.
Okay, 1 point for Donnie. Christy, you're up. Where I'd be
free from push and shove. Cute. I'm going to cry. Beneath their heels, I'll spend my time.
This is where I normally go pee.
Same. I don't, yeah. What, man?
I think it's outside again. It's a pavilion sound.
A lot of noise, that's for sure. That is not outside.
Not a whole lot to go with on that.
Oh, no. I have no freaking idea. So what year is it?
What
year? Right now, 2018.
We're in 2018 right now.
So last okay, I'll go
with... I mean, it was pretty slow.
Hang on, I think it's Christy's turn right now. Right? Am I right? Yeah,
hold
Christy's
on. She can comment.
She can
she can comment. Yeah.
No, that was just
Christy,
a peanut gallery.
Yeah. Sorry. Like, yes.
It's pretty vague.
Very, very, very slow. Very vague, yeah.
So slow. I don't know. God. How about
just
June 2000 and... No, not June, sorry. July 2000 and July 22nd 2000 and God, I really just want to say four again.
Good, do it. Four.
2004. Shut up. Dawn just wants me to lose.
No, I don't.
Jenny, what do you think?
I mean, I'm back and forth. This, it's slow, right? So I'm back and forth between, is it like the 03 slow or is it like the 12 slow?
See, I knew it was one of those earlier.
These are what you must decide.
All right. I'm going to go with September 2003. 12.
September 12, 2003.
8198.
Donnie with the 8198.
That was a quick answer.
I know. I've been thinking about it.
Wow. Great answer. Actual retail date was July 7th, 2003.
Wow. Oh, good job. Who won?
No, Donnie gets the point.
Oh, but is this one of those?
Jenny went over.
Aww, we were both closer than Dawn.
But is this one of those like we give it to her?
No,
thing? Oh,
Dawn?
No.
Okay.
Is your name Bob Barker?
I understand the rules.
Donnie's just trying to give points away.
Okay,
but if that was me, she would not.
Oh, I'm not giving any points away. Donnie unfortunately gets it with a 1998 guess and an 03 song.
So we're actually winning.
1983.
Yes.
It's all about
okay,
the glory.
Donnie's up 2-0, woo-hoo! Even though she stole
no,
that
I'm not
one.
Up. No, Jenny's up.
You're winning the game.
Oh, yeah,
2-0.
I am up. Yes.
All right, Jenny, you're up next.
Yay! The pressure builds. Ooh. You buy a gift. You're hoping that your trade will lift. It goes on like a glass. Shut her eyes, it comes to pass. Apologize to Lucille. Converse with it, a drive with Jill. Your friends confine you in their worlds. One by one, a string of pearls. Confused, you say, this isn't me. You hover in their unity. A change you slowly. I'm thinking mid-90s.
Me too.
Me too. I'm going on the defense now, ladies.
Right.
I mean, we're not even in the same room.
Right?
You know? So, like.
She's biting her fingernails
no,
over there.
I mean, like, I'm one-upping or one-downing.
Ah, oh, she's going to pull the $1 move on us. Shit.
Part of the game.
Jenny, what do you think?
Well, I'm going to go with 95, like
727.95.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Donnie.
I'm gonna go with 624.94.
624.94. Don't pop the mic. I'm
gonna go with 623.94.
Christy, you just absolutely fucked yourself.
You just fucked yourself.
It has to be the 23rd.
I meant the other way. I didn't mean that.
Well, it doesn't matter. Jenny wins. It was September 29th, 95.
All right.
right.
I'm really tired.
Greek, awesome. Greek theater in Los Angeles.
What did you guess, the 23rd?
No, she That's guessed.
What, I guessed like July 27th or something.
Sweet.
You're really good at this,
You
Jenny.
Were there, weren't you? Were you at that show?
What was the actual date?
September 29th, 1995, Los Angeles, Greek theater.
Yes.
Nice.
Well,
actually,
helps.
Do you know that at Curveball, I am trying to coordinate, and actually I'll say it now because I should start pumping it. At Curveball, we are going to pump a giant group women's picture, sparkle picture for Sophia Calisto's book.
At yes, Curveball. I
yeah.
love it.
Yeah,
That's
yeah,
great.
Yeah. So all the ladies dress in like your most sparkly clothes, and she's going to get up on the wheel, the
Ferris.
Thank you. The Ferris wheel. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And take a picture of all as many ladies as we can in all our sparkly clothes, and that'll be the sparkle song shoot, which is pretty exciting. Her and I were talking about
that. Oh, that's cool. I love
yeah,
that.
Yeah, 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 yeah. So we'll start pumping that one. Okay. Sorry. Good. Good job, Jing.
Woohoo!
Johnny, yes. You're the first guest on the next one.
Okay. Tricky.
I don't really know this song.
Poor Heart?
I know that now.
Well, yeah.
Fish I've listened to since the last time I was on this, and it's still just, oh.
Is it my turn for a season? May
26,
1991.
Wow, that early?
Oh, fuck, I know. I think so.
Okay, Donnie says May 91. Huh. Christy, what are you feeling?
I'm going to go with...
Ooh, it's still playing.
Wow, that's a tough one.
September 12th, 1993.
Don't follow 12, my lead, Christy.
I wasn't even close to you.
Okay.
I saw the face you made. I only follow you if you look like you know what you're talking about.
Jenny, what do you think?
I'm thinking it's like from the 97 Europe tour. Ooh. I'm trying to remember when exactly that was. I know it was before the summer tour. I think it was in like June or July. So I might be wrong about that. It might be too slow.
That can be a fair guess because they're both 91 and 93.
I'm going to, I guess I'll go. All right. Yeah, you're right. So I'll go. You're totally right. So I'll go July 19th. That might not even be a show date. No, I'm gonna go earlier than that. I'm gonna go June 26th, 1997.
Jenny with the point.
All
it
right.
was actually August 1st, 1999 in Naiba Ski Resort, Niigata, Japan.
Ah, you knew it was foreign. Was there some sort of like yelling in the background?
No, I really wanted to...
It just sounded boxy, and it sounded like Paige was on it. Honestly, it sounded like Paige was on an upright piano. So I guess you're right, it did, because like there wasn't a yell that made me hear it, but just to think where he would be playing on that instantly, that's what I thought.
Nice.
What
she's
do you
out
think-
of our league.
I know, I told you she was gonna kick our ass.
What do you think a fish show is like in Japan?
I know. Do you know anybody that ever did Japan fish tour besides like Antelope Greg?
I do. I know a cluster of people who caught, like, not the same cluster, different clusters of people who caught, like, the Europe shows and the Japan shows. Those were all out of my reach, for sure.
I'll have to connect with you for names on that one.
Were there Japanese people there?
Yeah, were there Japanese people?
Or was it just a bunch of fish kids in Japan?
Oh, it was, well, some of them, it was, like, most of the stuff they did in Japan, they were part of festivals.
Ah.
So they were doing, like, you know, 45 to hour and a half minutes sets.
Gotcha.
Part of, like, you know, with Bjork and, like, amazing.
Cool. That's awesome. Yeah, we'll have to connect afterwards because I definitely would love to speak to people who are doing those tours.
Wow. Oh, I would love to connect you. They would love the opportunity to talk about it because, you know, it's epic, like the trains and all that stuff.
Sure, definitely. All righty.
Okay, 2 points. It's tied. Donnie with 2, Jenny with 2. Christy, you're up first.
Trey's voice in a gym, though.
This is the first fish song I ever heard. I was like, what is this?
Who started it?
Christy.
It's really hard for me to tell that song. I can't even tell if it's indoors or outdoors, really.
Yeah, it was. It's definitely, it was tricky. Reba.
I'm going to go... Here, the hardest part is like picking the month and the day.
Totally.
I mean, start
they
with
all
the year.
Blend together for me anyway.
I love when Mary picked the month and the day, and then she was like, you know, like May 26th and the year.
Here's the hardest part.
Right?
That's the one that really counts.
I'm going to go with 2011. July 14th.
All right.
Jenny?
I'm going way back. I'm going fall 95. I guess October 8th.
Okay, so we have 95. What year did you say, 11?
Yeah.
You could just go right in the middle and probably win.
Totally. Mine's a stretch. I'm going with that gym thing and thinking it might be Boone.
let's see. 95 on he. Or let's see.
Stop popping the mic.
I'm sorry. August 4th, 1996.
8/4/96. Christy with the point.
All right. Good job, Christy.
It was July 13th, 2014.
I almost went
Randall's Island. Your 100th show.
Like a decade off.
Right? Oh, so bad. That was my 100th show?
2 decades off, actually.
High five.
I still picked a song that wasn't even written yet.
No, you were right, or maybe not.
It was the other one.
That was the first one.
My worst move so far, I think, was the song that was played. It was like a 97 song, and I was like, oh, that's clearly 04. And it was like 97. I was like, oh.
Christy, you almost got the date exactly right.
Oh.
Well, not the year.
I almost $1'd you, too.
I told you to.
I know. All right, go ahead. Sorry.
The date does matter. The date does matter, right?
Right? Yes. Well,
yeah,
it depends.
Well, only if two people pick in the same year.
Yeah. Or if you pull like the day before really clearly.
Okay.
We've done this before.
Jenny, it's your guess. Song number 6 coming up.
Fear to my heart that I'd soon be dead.
I'm going to go, I'm thinking it might be Telluride 2010, so I'm going to go like 7-10-2010.
Mm-hmm. 7-10-10. Donnie?
10-26-03.
Wow.
10-26-03?
I'm going to go.
She's giving me her eyebrows, biting her lip.
Just go in the 90s and play the odds.
I would do terrible in Vegas.
I'm not good either, but obviously this, I've got some sort of instance.
Yes.
With fishes on the table.
I already forget the other two answers.
What were the, I said 03, she said.
03 and 10.
I'm going to go. Oh, 7 July. I'm going to go 7-7-2007.
7-7-7?
Yeah, why? Isn't that in between you two?
Right.
Yeah, well, but they weren't playing in 07.
Oh, thank you.
For the love of God. For the love of God.
Listen to me. I've told
How is
you.
She even my co-host?
I told you this.
Well,
I'm going to let her guess again. No, she gets to guess again.
No,
I'm the host.
But that's fair. You totally said you're not. Like, that's
fair. I didn't even do fish tour.
I know.
Exactly. Listen.
But you love fish. Nope. Listen. I'm the host.
You need to listen to him.
My hand's raised.
I bet you I won.
Go. Go ahead. Yes.
Go ahead.
There are no pity guesses.
Okay.
There are 0 points.
Oh, shit.
That was March 18th, 1997 in Burlington, Vermont.
Didn't I say
the
1997?
Flint you said 07.
07.
Oh. Well, either way, I wouldn't have known they weren't playing that time that you said they were.
Flint, Vermont?
No, the Flint Theater. Burlington,
yeah,
Vermont.
Yeah, Vermont.
Wow.
And I listened to that whole song like twice, and that's a real good one.
Yeah.
I highly recommend it. So, once again, Donnie with an 03 guess for 97.
Whatever.
Okay, no Great job.
For the love of God. All right.
So, there's 3 songs left. Donnie has 2, Jenny has 2, Christy has 1. It's anyone's game.
There you
game.
Go.
And I saw Fish twice before 2003.
That's all right. Well,
a couple festivals.
That's
so
that's more than
so,
me.
Yeah, that's more than him. His first show was in 10. Look at him. He's hosting a fish game show.
And I left my first fish show.
Okay, song 7. Here we go. Donnie, you're up first.
You love this song.
I'll just tell you guys the advantage that I felt on this one. I have a subwoofer, and this is the first one I felt, so it's got a 3.0.
Right?
I'll We'll just put that out there.
You just made it even.
Yeah, it could seem, you know, I was like, my foot, I'm like, ooh, Mike.
Yeah. My turn? No.
Yes.
Yes. 8:15:15.
Christy, what do we think?
Well, I don't even know when Summer Tour starts or finishes.
Or when the band's playing.
It all starts differently because my Facebook feed is like, my memories are just like, everything's been fish for the past like month and a half now. Big fucking tease.
Yeah, right, and fairly well right before that.
Right? Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I guess I'll go 7. I really like July, guys.
You're a summer girl.
7/19/2014.
All right,
all right.
Jenny?
I'm going to go, because of that, I'm going to go 09, because it's slow. So I'm going to go like,
Mike's bass was heavy during those times too. You're...
I'm going to go like, after Hampton. I'm trying to think what other tour they did that year. All right, I'll go safe and just go in the summer as well. So oh, I'll do like, I'm
yeah,
gonna go,
yeah.
I'll go June to your July, and I'll go 6/23/2009.
The actual retail date. Is January 2nd, 2016, Madison Square Garden. Donnie with a point.
Woo!
Nicely done.
Woo! All righty, bro.
Oh, man. Donnie can run next away with
time,
it if she gets this.
Next
one.
Time I'm bringing, I already told Donnie this, by the way. Next time I'm bringing my husband, and he gets to whisper the answers in my ear.
Yeah, but he doesn't get a headset.
Well,
that doesn't.
No, matter. Next time bring your husband. He can play. Boy, yeah, everybody can play.
Cause I want to win.
God, you know, these should make like a Shazam, but just for live fish.
Right.
Probably could.
Yeah, Ryan's on it. We're gonna be playing this at Curveball, by the way.
Oh, cool.
Oh, yeah, awesome. Yeah. And you're going to Curveball, right, Jenny?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah,
yes,
yeah. So you'll have to be like one of the like people, because I'm trying to get anybody who's played to be like one of like the celebrity guests on.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah,
I'll
yeah. We're doing that with Osiris.
Come on.
My friend's a photographer. He might be into doing it too. He's been seeing fish for a long time.
Sweet. Well, we're going to put names in a hat. Besides the celebrities, we put names in the hat. And then it's, come on down. You're the next contestant.
Oh, yeah. Perfect.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Yeah, except we'll announce like
should
eight
I wear
people
a weird
before
costume?
We get someone that's actually there.
Right? Yeah, exactly. Okay. Sorry. Go ahead, Ryan.
Yay, Sonny, Curveball.
Christy.
Yay.
Old fish. But not that old, because they're saying Wilson. Sorry. Oh, maybe I was wrong. It's pretty strong. That's tricky.
Christy.
You know, when you guys say old fish, I think of college fish.
Well, our original old fish was just pre-hiatus, post-hiatus. That's all. That was just.
Don't they have two hiatuses?
Yeah, but the first one doesn't really count.
Oh.
I guess it does, but I had a lot to learn. I wasn't paying attention during that time for some reason.
They needed the first one.
Yes, definitely. They needed the second one too.
They
needed the second one.
It's true.
1993, December 30th.
All right.
How about winter time for me?
Winter, I know.
Jenny?
I'm gonna go like 95, 7, 8 or something, 95.
That's my dad's birthday.
Donnie.
11-3. Happy birthday, Dad. 11-3-03.
Wow, that's a lot of different dates. Mm.
Donnie steals it. 6-21-04.
Nice.
At the Ed Sullivan Theater. I think that might have been like a TV.
Yeah,
set
that was
or
a TV. Yeah.
Because it was
There was the roof performance and then the inside for the show.
I didn't know there was
a roof remember that roof performance.
All the songs, there was only like 10 songs and they're all like 4 or 5 minutes long.
The roof performance was like, I can't remember how many songs, maybe like 5, you know, they played on the top of the Ed Sullivan Theater, like the Beatles.
Cool.
That must have been that then.
Letterman?
They shut off the street.
It was the Letterman.
It was on
set.
Letterman. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was cute.
Thank you, Ryan, our producer. And he's he's picked up a great picture of Trey with a good Trey face, O face, with a cute haircut.
He looks lost.
That's an obscure track to pick. I like it.
I can't, you know.
Yeah.
Gotta throw a few curveballs in there, you know what I mean?
Gotta look out for those curveballs.
Well, Donnie pretty much has the win, but we might as well go for the last song.
All right.
Once again, leave the presents all inside. Take my hand.
Christopher Cross, Michael McDonald. Our friend.
Crowd talking, right?
There is a lot of crowd talking. People are pissed about this song after a while for whatever reason. This is Summer 13. They played it a lot.
But every person whose birthday it is like, yeah.
Yay! I love this song. It's great.
I like it too.
Mm-hmm.
I like all their songs.
But I don't like all their songs.
I like most of them when they're live, when I'm there.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, sometimes you gotta take a leap.
Whose turn?
Jenny's.
So I'm gonna go with a loud show 3.0. Wow, that's tricky. I guess I'm gonna go. Was Mexico already won? I'll go 6-25-10.
10-13-13. I think it was the Worcester show. I don't know if that was the 13th or not, but I think it was in October of 13.
I know the show I said is Camden, and I don't think it was Camden.
10-12-13.
You did that to yourself again.
What?
You're supposed to do the day after. I'm just going to give it to you 10-14.
Why can't I go below? What if you're below? Because
then you're only picking
going
that
one day.
All right.
I'm going to let you guess again, Christy.
There are no re-guesses. I am in charge.
No re-guessing.
It doesn't matter because Jenny hit it out of the park.
Woohoo!
It was a Worcester show, but it was 12-28-10. It was when I snuck the bag of wine in.
All right. That's a great show.
I can't believe you snuck 12-28-10. A bag of wine in.
Yes. Don
still won, though.
Yeah, but Jenny, you made a game out of it. Donnie had, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Jenny, I think you had 4 or 3.
I thought you only played it 9 times.
Oh, yeah, Jenny had 3. And Christy had 1.
All right.
That's not
high
that
five,
bad.
High five.
Time for the showcase showdown.
All right.
What is the showcase showdown?
There is no showcase.
I'm like, wait a second.
We need to figure out a showcase showdown.
We do. Well, I still want to get the Plinko board for we're running out of time. I got to get that Plinko board for Curveball.
Huh.
All right. Well, I'm going to say.
Well, thanks for playing, folks. Thanks for listening. Tune in 2 weeks.
Yeah, and we're
never going to get better at this show.
Match we will. Market price. And remember, please have your pets and works spayed and neutered. Thank you. Good night.
We'll be right back. All right, and welcome back. And thank you, everyone, for joining us again for an awesome episode of Female Centrics. And I want to thank our guest, Jenny Chadbourne. Thank you, Jenny.
It was a pleasure to be on the show. Thank you guys so much for inviting me.
Absolutely. And our realization that this was just a mere part one of the Jenny Chadbourne episode show, because you just have a wicked freaking cool life and we have more things to talk about.
I look forward to it. Thank you guys so much.
Yeah. Awesome. All right. Thank you so much, Jenny. We will talk to you on the flip side, kid.
Can't wait.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
And Chrissy, thank you so much for joining me tonight. As always, you're wonderful. Someday.
Bye.
Someday.
Peace out.
Yeah. Peace out. And we want to thank our sponsor, Lur Social. So remember, if you guys want to play a gaming experience with and pick out set lists, go to... go to lursocial.com. That's L-U-R-E social.com. And also, I want to thank Osiris for, I'm very thankful for being part of their podcast network. There is about 25 to 30 of us, I believe, at this point. Everything from Fish to Griffle Dad, some history, beer, as a dad podcast, all kinds of cool things. So check them out at osirispod.com. And thanks again. We'll see you all later. Peace.
Osiris.
This podcast is In the Loop, the Legion of Osiris Podcasts. Osiris is creating a community that connects people like you with live experiences and podcasts about artists and topics you love. Get in the loop at osirispod.com.